Chagas, Shavuos,
Mitzvah, the mitzvahs, the yomitzvahs, all the mitzvahs of the yontes, Simchas yontes, drink wine, eat meat. Some people have a minik at night, they eat milchik. They want to rely on such a minik. The daytime, for sure, they should eat one meal at a time. According to the Rambam, the way to do it is you have one meal, the first course is milchik, and then you switch everything, take out a new bread, and eat the flesh. Zeichen to the snail lesson that were brought on through. So if you don't do it that way, so you're relying on other minhagim, which today most people don't do that minhag for some reason. If you're making milchik bread, it has to be, it has a certain simen on it that is milchik. We're making a very small amount, only enough for one meal. Otherwise, it's also to eat it, because it's a zeichen that you may eat it with. And it's interesting because right, the lesson of the Shulchan Aruch is that after he switched the meat, he talked to the Havi Imoim Shnei Lechem Al Shulchan Shavokim Mizbeach. So we read the Parsha that says that Dibris, as we know, there's a Tam Elyon and a Tam Tachta. Two ways of reading it, and the way we read it on Shavuos is Tam Elyon, which basically splits the Psukim into the Dibris. Instead of by the technical pasuk, it's by the Dibris, and when you have says a Dibris. The idea behind it is because in Shavuos, we are reliving the Matan Torah, and therefore we read the Torah also in the same fashion as was given the Shas Matan Torah. Simcha Hayoim is happy with the Yom Tov and happy with the fact that we were zeichah to be the nation that was chosen by Kadosh Baruch Hu to receive the Torah. We should also have an uplifting, complete simcha.